Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elder and friends, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Last week, Friday, was the 17th of Ramadan. Our honorable Imam, respected Imam, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib, Madda Zilluhu, may Allah put barakah in his life and make him excel in his leadership qualities. He discussed the battle of Badr and few important lessons from the battle of Badr. I'd like to take it out from there. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, in the second year after hijrah, the battle of Badr took place. In the third year after Hijrah, the battle of Uhud took place. In the fifth year after Hijrah, the battle of Ahzab, or the battle of the alliance of the Kuffar, took place. And in the sixth year after Hijrah, Sulah Hudaybiyah took place, the peace treaty. There was an agreement between the Muslims and the non-Muslims that there's not going to be war for the next 10 years. And another agreement was, any tribe may form alliances with the principal parties. Any tribe may form alliances with the Muslims or with the non-Muslims. In Makkah Mukarramah, there were two tribes, the tribe of Banu Bakr and the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. The tribe of Banu Bakr formed alliances with the Kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. And the tribe of Banu Khuza'a, they formed alliances with the Muslims. And both these tribes were bound by the terms and conditions of the peace treaty. One day, the tribe of Banu Bakr, they violated the terms and conditions of the peace treaty and they launched an attack, a brutal attack on the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. They killed many people and there was a lot of bloodshed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a message to the Quraysh, to the principal party. Pay the blood money for all the people that have been killed. If you do not want to do that, distance yourself from your alliance, distance yourself from the tribe of Banu Khuza'a, or from the tribe of Banu Bakr. And if you do not want to do that, cancel the peace treaty. The Kuffar of Makkah did not respond to any one of those three. It was understood, according to the principle of the time, the peace treaty have ended. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then secretly planned to launch an attack on Makkah Mukarramah, which led to the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah even in the month of Ramadan. During that time, Whilst Nabiyyu Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was secretly preparing to launch an attack on Makkah Mukarrama, Nabiyyu Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told him, "Oh Ali, go quickly to a place called Rawza-e-Khakh. There is a woman, she is carrying a letter to Makkah Mukarrama. Go bring that letter and come." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abu Marsad Ghanawi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they all sat on their horses and they raced and they went to that place, exactly in the place where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to find that woman was there. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached the woman and told the woman, "Take out the letter, give me the letter." Her first response was denial. "I don't know any letter." It was a secret letter that she was carrying. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu threatened her, and when he put much pressure on her, she took out the letter and she gave it. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes and presents that letter to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened that letter and he observed that it was a letter from a great illustrious sahabi, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama, telling them about the secret plan and plot of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to launch an attack on Makkah Mukarrama. Divulging the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by a great illustrious sahabi of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached Hatib. "Ya Hatib, ma haza? Oh Hatib, what is this? Why are you divulging my secret?" Hatib radiallahu ta'ala responds to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "O Prophet of Allah, I have brought iman in Allah, my iman is intact. I brought iman in you, and my iman in your risalat is intact. All your sahaba that are here, they have family in Makkah Mukarrama to look after their interests. I living in Makkah Mukarrama was a foreigner. I have nobody to look after my interests. I thought I should render some favor to the people of Makkah so that they would look after my interests. But I did not mean to betray you and to betray Allah." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was there, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was so angry, he was so furiated, that he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Dani fali adrib unuqahu." "Leave me, Ya Rasulallah. He has sold Islam. He has betrayed Allah and the Rasul. Let me kill him." He was angry, he was upset. Brothers, let us see what was the response of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu told to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Umar, innahu qad shahida badran." "Oh Umar, Hatib, despite the major mistake he has made, he has taken part in the battle of Badr. He made sacrifices for the sake of Deen and Islam. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اِتَّلَعَ أَهْلَ بَدَرْ فَقَالَ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ." Allah tabarak wa ta'ala focused on those people that took part in the battle of Badr. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that whatever you have to do after that, even if you have to make a mistake, I have forgiven you. Nabi Kareem Sallam told to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding Hatib, despite the big mistake of Hatib, "La taqulu lahu illa khaira." Say only good to Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Most respected elders and friends, Hatib radiallahu ta'ala committed a huge mistake. It was a political mistake. It wasn't pertaining to himself. He divulged the secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed it was a big mistake. But when we look at the response of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, On one side, he made a mistake, but on the other side, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not forget the sacrifices made by Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in this, we learn a huge mistake, we learn a huge lesson. Whenever we are dealing with people, people have weaknesses, people have shortcomings, we would correct the wrong. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala corrected the wrong here. And he revealed the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. That all you who believe, do not make my enemy than your enemy's friends. Hadrat Hatib did a wrong, that was corrected. But see the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget the good and the sacrifices made by Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And from this, respected elders and friends, we learn a huge lesson. When we deal with people, be fair, correct the wrong, but do not forget the right of the people and do not write off people. Don't write off people. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recognize the good of the people and appreciate the good of the people. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speak about the Ansars in the Quran Kareem. They were selfless people. Allah says them, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They have eternal success. Nabi Kareem sir mentioned about the Ansars, إِنَّهُمْ كَرْشِي وَعَيْبَتِي. They are my intestines. They are my close pot, expressions of love and muhabbat. But Nabi Kareem sir mentioned about the Ansar, mentioned to the Sahaba, اقبلوا من محسنهم وتجاوزوا عن مسيئهم. The Ansars would make mistakes, despite the great sacrifices, they would make mistakes. Then, consider the good and forgive and overlook their shortcomings. And this sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also regarding the disbelievers as well. During the battle of Badr, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadha Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, was taken as a prisoner. He did not have an upper garment and he was shivering. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt pity for his uncle. And he asked, who's got a garment that would fit his uncle? And it happened to be the leader of the Munafiqeen, Ubay ibn Ka'b. He gave the garment that fitted Hadha Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We look at Islamic history. When Nabi Kareem was in Makkah Mukarramah, he plotted from Medina. In the stay of Medina Munawwara, Ubay ibn Ka'b plotted all the time against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ubay ibn Ka'b, he gave his kurta, his upper garment for Hadhrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at all the negative of Hadhrat Ubay ibn Ka'b, and he compared with that kurta was nothing. But when he had passed away, the son of Ubay ibn Ka'b, Abdullah ibn Ubay, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Prophet of Allah, please give me your kurta. I want to wrap my father in your kurta. I want to wrap my father in your kurta. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not forget the ihsan and the favor that Ubay ibn Ka'b did to him to cover his uncle. Despite all the harm, planning and plotting against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallam did not forget that ihsan. He focused on that one positive, he gave his kurta to give to wrap and make kafan of Abdullah ibn Ubay. And further to that, Nabi Kareem sallam was prepared to perform the salatul janazah. Although Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned, istaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir lahum, in tastaghfir lahum sab'ina marratan fali yaghfir Allahu lahum. You may either istighfar for him or not, it's not going to matter. But Nabi Kareem did what he was supposed to do. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is my Nabi. This is my Nabi. Dealt with people fairly. People do wrong, they do good as well. Don't write people off because of the wrong and forget the good. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, النَّاسُ مَعَادٍ كَمَعَادٍ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِدَّةِ. People are like mines, like the mines of gold and silver. When we come across a land that is a potential mine, We won't just look at the sand and the rocks and ignore the land. We'll go deep into it to take out the gold and silver. Why not deal with people like that? Why only focus on the negatives of people? Go deep. Every human being got some good in him. Overlook the weakness of people and focus on the positives of people. And this sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should apply in other aspects of our lives as well. Between the spouses. If there is a dispute between the husband and the wife, and then the husband, while condemning the wife, he mustn't forget the good that the wife has done. One small problem, one small mistake, don't forget that 10, 20 years, she cooked the food for you, she prepared the bed for you, she did everything for you. Because of the one dispute, why you forget everything? Likewise, our woman folk as well. If you have a problem with your husband, don't say to him, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْكَ شَيْئًا خَيْرًا قَتُّ, that I never saw any good in your life at all. Don't forget all the ihsanat and the favor that he has done to you. Have a balanced approach. That whilst you are dealing with a problem, then don't focus only on the negatives. If we study the history of Islam in South Africa, there were many people that made great sacrifices in sowing the seed of Islam in South Africa. Our elders of Dawat and Tabligh, at that time when people didn't know what was Salat, at that time people didn't know the importance of Masajid and Jum'ah, they went out door to door, they sacrificed. And today we find the fruit of their effort and sacrifice. Now if some unfortunate incident happened in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, don't write out the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Focus on the positive and ignore the negative or overlook the negatives. There are many ulama in South Africa. Some of them are living, some of them have passed away. They may not be Shaykhul Hadiths. They may be not teaching Bukhari Sharif. They may not teaching Mishkat Sharif. They probably in the beginning stages, they taught Alif Bata. Simple things they taught. But they worked among the people and they sowed the seed of deen and iman in the hearts of the people. Many of them are still alive. Some of them are working in organizations. Some of them are working in welfare organizations. If they have made a mistake, then don't focus only on that mistake. Mistake is a mistake. We can't condone a mistake. Mistake is a mistake. But don't forget the good that people have done. And if people have made a mistake, then don't write them off. Practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, husnul zan min husnil ibadah. Husnul zan min husnil ibadah. Have good opinion about people, that's a good form of ibadat. When people make a mistake, why we have to give an interpretation from our side? Let us give the interpretation that Allah's Rasul have told us. Brothers, there was a king, Mahmud Ghaznavi. One day he called his royal courtiers, and he told to them, I've got a pearl, royal pearl. I want you all to break it. All the royal courtiers were shocked. Royal pearl of the king, who's going to break it? Everybody refused. But there was one loyal person to Mahmud Ghaznavi, Ayaz. He took the hammer and he broke the royal pearl. All the courtiers were shocked. What did he do? He broke the royal pearl. Mahmud Ghaznavi, to show the other courtiers the wisdom of Ayaz, he asked him, why did you do this? Everybody refused. Why did you do it? He said, oh my master, there were two things in front of me. One was your order and one was the royal pearl. To me, your order was more important than the royal pearl, and I carried out your order. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi, he presents this example and he says, you and I, we got our royal pearl inside and that is our nafs. One side we have the order of Allah, and on the other side, we've got our nafs. Do we follow the order of Allah? Do we follow the order of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or do we go by our nafs? Many of us, we should ask ourselves some very serious questions. Especially those that are involved, actively involved in the work of deen. And I should be directing that to myself first. on behalf of the Darul Ifta and other organizations, I ask myself this question first. Am I serving the deen of Allah, or I'm using the deen of Allah to serve my nafs and my egos? Real respected elders and friends, we must always suspect our nafs. Suspect our intentions. Don't always say, no, I'm very, very sincere. Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi so beautifully mentions it. وَخَالِفِ النَّفْسَ وَالشَّيْطَانَ وَعَسِهِمَا وَإِنْهُمَا مَحَذَاكَ النَّفْسَ فَاتَّهِمِي. When the shaitan tells you to do something, when your nafs tells you to do something, then suspect it. Don't suspect your sincerity. Most respected elders and friends, on one occasion, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked the disciples one question. One person is sleeping. It's a windy day. The wind opens up his undergarment. His private parts are exposed. What would you people do? They gave the obvious answer that we would cover him up. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, but that's not what you people do. When people's weaknesses are in front, when people's shortcomings are in front, instead of covering it up, we open it up even more. Would we like people to deal with us in that way? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a lesson. Sign of your iman. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhih ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Your iman is not perfect. Your iman is not complete. Until you don't love for your brother what you love for yourself. How you want somebody to deal with you? You want somebody to cover your weakness. You want somebody to look at your positives. Why are you looking at the people's weaknesses and ignoring their positives? In conclusion, brothers, I want to mention a very short hadith. And I hope that we could write it down and keep it somewhere in front of us, visible all the time. Very short hadith. And probably, if you hear the hadith here, you'll memorize it too. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Kun miftaha lil khair, mighlaq lil shar. Kun miftah lil khair, mighlaq lil shar. Be a key to good, open good. You are a person who will open good all the time. And be a lock to evil. Be a lock to evil. Don't let it be the opposite way around. That you don't be a key to evil and don't be a lock to good. Be a key to good and be a lock to evil. May Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.